A reading from the fourth book of Moses, commonly called Numbers. In those days, the children of Israel journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread." So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and so it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. Teach me to do your will. The Lord delivers me from my enemies and lifts me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent man.
A reading from the Epistle to the Hebrews. Brethren, Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this reason he is the mediator of the new covenant, by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Many a time they have afflicted me from my youth. Let Israel now say, many a time they have afflicted me from my youth. Yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed on my back. They made their furrows long. The Lord is righteous. He has cut in pieces the cords of the wicked. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus spoke to the Jews, saying, "Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore you do not hear, because you are not of God." Then the Jews answered and said to him, "Do we not say rightly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. And I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks and judges. Most assuredly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death." Then the Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and you say, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and the prophets are dead? Who do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Judge me, O God. These are words that no fallen man can pray. Which sinner would hasten God's judgment? The penalty for sin was established of old. Death and eternal separation from God. And no man born of woman is innocent. Each of us stand before God condemned. You see, we have been like Israel in the desert. Our soul, too, rapidly becomes discouraged. We are quick to forget God's blessings, even quicker to demand from Him what we think will make us happy. And for that, the venom of the serpent of Eden still permeates your flesh and courses through your veins. You see, God has told you the truth. But in your fallenness, like the Jews that confronted the Christ, in sin, you have not believed. You see, as a sinner, you ought not pray God's judgment, but rather flee His wrath. You have no cause to plead. He is God of heaven and earth. Whence then can the sinner flee? The Lord's words to the Jews are clear. He did not speak in parables. He committed no sin, and yet they sought to condemn him. He spoke to them the truth, but they could not believe him. And that disbelief is the mark of their true king. So the Lord spoke openly to them. You do not hear, because you are not of God. In turn, they called him a Samaritan. They called David's son an unclean, idol-worshipping foreigner. And they charged him with demon possession. He upon whom the Holy Spirit descended and remained, he whose father is God, he who cast out Satan from heaven, he who pronounced the sentence on that deceiving serpent, him they accuse of having a demon. Now all the trappings of nicety and respect are gone. Their daggers are out. They want his blood. The God of love does not call down lightning and fire and burning sulfur upon them, although he could easily do so. Now his glory is veiled in humility, and his great power in weakness. He who speaks the truth simply repeats the truth to them. They claimed Abraham as their father, but Abraham saw his day and was glad. for Abraham was, he is the great I am. He has no beginning, he has no end. It is a clear proclamation of his deity. And the Jews understand, they understand his words perfectly. He says he's God. If it is true, then they must fall down and worship. If he is a liar, he has committed blasphemy, and he has broken the first commandment. According to the law, that is worthy of death. So the Jews show forth their faith by picking up stones. They want his blood. But of course, it didn't work. They couldn't stone him. As horrible a death as stoning is, that death was too merciful for him. The blood they desired from him would be shed. As the Jews swore to Pilate after he publicly washed his hands of the Christ, that blood, the better blood than Abel's, is upon them and their children. Abraham saw his day. As the son to be placed on that altar of wood returned alive, Abraham saw his day as God provided the ram, and Abraham's son did not give his life. Abraham saw his day because Abraham believed God, and it was credited unto him as righteousness. So the Jews that opposed our Lord were no sons of Abraham, for they did not believe what Abraham believed, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, who took on flesh to be that promised lamb, the once-for-all sacrifice that gave his life that you be spared. Moses made a fiery serpent and he put it on a pole. He formed in that fire a model of the author of sin and lifted it up that whoever looked in faith lived. So the new and better Moses, the promised prophet, raised up from among the midst of his brethren, the Lord whose glory made Moses' face shine, the promised Savior, took your sins upon himself, and he was lifted up. He made himself the lowest of all creatures. He covered himself in your sin. He suffered himself to be hung on a pole. He did it that you may look at him in faith and live. He came, as the apostle writes, the high priest of good things to come, with a greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with human hands. All things were made through him. He is not of this creation, not with the blood of bulls and goats, not with the ashes of a heifer, but by his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. And that redemption, dear Christian, is for you. You who could not pray, "Judge me, O God." For you, God himself was judged in your place. How much more then shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. For this reason, he is the mediator of the New Testament by means of his death. And that testament is the testament of life for you. For by that testament, the sins that you have committed, the sin in which you were born, is forgiven. You are redeemed, bought back, that you who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. And that inheritance, the riches of the kingdom of God, is freely bestowed upon you as you are born from above, born anew in holy baptism. It is not only an event in your past. You are baptized. You have faith, faith worked by the Spirit through the Word. And that faith, like the faith of Abraham, like the faith of Moses, like the faith of the apostles and the evangelists, is faith in Christ, the Lamb of God, the one lifted up on the cross, the one raised up to new life, the one ascended into heaven to open heaven to you. As he promised, he sends out his light and his truth. Christ is the light of the world, and in him you have light. By his Spirit and word, he illumines you. You have truth because you have his word, which is the saving gospel. And his light and his truth lead you as you cling to his way in the desert of this fallen world, as you are led by his Spirit to walk the path of righteousness, as he leads you to his holy hill and to his tabernacle, even to this altar, where this day you eat and drink Christ. Abraham saw his day and was glad. And soon you will see his day, the day of his final coming. And on that day you too will be glad. For according to his promise, anyone that keeps his word shall never see death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.